Would you like to take the floor, madam? Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. Chairman, dear delegate. Yes, as mentioned before, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a legal expert, but I would like to share some ideas, some my viewpoint as an agrobiodiversity researcher. I want to bring you back to my to the uniformity issues that point out by my colleague expert Jose yesterday. This increasing uniformity, it really is an issue, and at same time, the decreasing biodiversity at a species, crop, and the variety and the gene levels is happening at alarming speed. This really, really threaten our food systems. Our food system is threatened, and in terms of safety, in terms of healthy and nutrition, and become more and more uniformed. I guess every one of us have to eat, and everyone has. We don't want to eat McDonald's every day, everywhere. So it's uniformity like this continue. It's not a joke. It's really happening now. And the second point I want to say that nature is diversity. Nature is not a uniformity. Because of this, decide the multifunctioning nature of farming, of agriculture. This also decide the nature of the peasant farming systems. This complexity and resilient. Because of this complexity, diversified and resilient of these systems really supporting us until now as human beings. So I really think this, and the peasant is in the heart of these systems. We really think there's no reason for us not to recognize and not supporting this system and protect peasant. And we really need to have a more inclusive approaches to support this, trying to combine scientific knowledge with traditional knowledge. Because I know from the plant breeding point of view, this is really some issues there. Their criterion is uniformity and wide adaptation and productivity. This really contributes to the uniformity now, narrowing, and wipe out a lot of biodiversity now. So I think that we recognize and protect and support these biculture systems, which peasant is in the center of these systems, is protect our own future. It's not for them, it's for us all, for our own common future. Thank you.